What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman here for AwesomeO.com, and I am back with my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Thursday, December 2nd. Now, be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman. Only place you get updates to my Sims as we get closer to lock. Let me know in the comments section who is your favorite and least favorite of my contenders for today's slate. And finally, shout out to No House Advantage for being the presenting sponsor of this video. Use the promo code AwesomeO when signing up to get up to $25 on your first deposit. Now we're rounding out the bottom of my top 10 with Fred VanVleet, Precious Achiuwa, Norm Powell, CJ McCollum, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today? It is time to find out. First up at number five, I'm going to Jaren Jackson Jr., power forward center eligible, 6,900, projected for 38. The goal is 44. He's in the optimal lineup 31% of the time. I'm giving him 29 minutes. He could play anywhere from 24 to 34, and I wouldn't really be surprised. But this is a really nice spot against Oklahoma City. 1.3 fantasy points per minute, 29% usage, 20 points, 7 boards, 3 stocks, which is very interesting here. Not really getting much in the assist range, but 38 fantasy points. Not all that shabby for Jaren Jackson in this output because, look, taking on the Oklahoma City Thunder is great for everybody. They're really, really bad. And if Jaren Jackson Jr. is playing 29 minutes today, I think it's going to look pretty good. Sticking with the Memphis Grizzlies, we're going to Dillon Brooks, shooting guard, small forward eligible, which is awesome. You know, it's two different spots. It's not as good as it is on DraftKings, but it's fine. 5,800, projected for 34. The goal is almost 40. He's in the optimal lineup 32% of the time. I'm giving him 32 minutes. I think it's feasible that he plays a little bit more, but we're still working Dillon Brooks back into the rotation, not the rotation, but like into his normal set of minutes. I got him at 1.1 fantasy points per minute because, much like Jaren Jackson, Dillon Brooks and Triple J get massive usage bumps by having no Ja Morant on the floor. So Dillon Brooks in here for, I'm going to go 31%. It could be bigger than that. 21.5 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal. Look, this is mostly scoring. You need Dillon Brooks to take over from an offensive standpoint here. And spoiler alert, doing that against Oklahoma City shouldn't be all that difficult. We're going to stay right here in Memphis. Point guard eligible Tyus Jones is in for 4,600, projected for 31. The goal is 34.5. He's in the optimal lineup 32% of the time. We saw him play big minutes in this first game without Morant. I got him in for 31 now, but in a competitive game, if that was 33 or 34, I wouldn't be all that surprised. He's a fantasy point per minute guy in this spot. 16% usage, so you're getting a little bit more from the assist standpoint. 11.5 points, 7 assists, 4.5 rebounds is probably more than most people would expect for Tyus Jones, and you get a stock and a half. But again, Oklahoma City is the key piece of this information. That looks good, but let's not forget what these odds mean. If we just look at Tyus Jones, Dillon Brooks, and Jaren Jackson, you're seeing three guys in the top five from the same team. The real expectation is that one of these three guys makes the optimal lineup. So be aware of that when you're putting your lineups together. Next up is number two, Anfernee Simons, point guard, shooting guard eligible, 5,200, projected for 33. The goal is 37. He's in the optimal lineup 33% of the time. No Damian Lillard in this one. Really changes the game. Simons with a big time usage bump with no Dame. It's also possible that Norm Powell doesn't play in this one. I think Norm Powell looks pretty good if he does, but if he doesn't, that's even more usage to go around. 34 minutes for Simons, 23% usage, 19 points, 5 boards, 4 assists, and a stock. Pace up spot against San Antonio. The Spurs have been a little bit faster than you would ever expect, and that's another benefit to going to Simons. So the combination of price and role for today looks fantastic. Now, before we get to that number one contender, one last reminder, please hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter at Josh Engelman so you can get the updates to these Sims as we get closer to lock. Comment section underneath this video, favorite contender, least favorite contender. And then finally, again, go check out No House Advantage and use that promo code AwesomeO. My number one contender for today is pretty easy. That's small forward, power forward eligible Giannis Antetokounmpo. He's 11K, but I don't have anyone projected within 9 points of him overall. Raw points matter on a 5-game slate. I got him projected for 55. The goal is 62, and he is in the optimal lineup 40% of the time. I gave him 34 minutes, 1.6 fantasy points per minute, 33% usage, 27, 12.5, 5.5, 2.5 stocks. slight pace down spot against Toronto, I don't care at all. No one else has the raw point ceiling that Giannis has on this slate, and therefore, he is now my number one contender for today. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Thursday, December 2nd. DraftKings version of this video is around here somewhere. Check it out. Good luck tonight, everybody. Win a little bit of money. We're back again tomorrow morning with another edition of The Contenders.